Hello, my name is John Lawrenson. I'm a financial and professional services advisor with BusinessLink. And welcome to this, the second in a series of four AAT podcasts designed to help you, a member in practice looking to run your own business, realize your goals and aspirations. BusinessLink is a free business advice and support service that can be accessed via regional helplines, the internet and local advisors. For more information on what BusinessLink is all about and how it can help you, please download the first in this series of podcasts. But now, let's pick up from where I left off last time, as I start to look at what issues you need to consider when setting up an accounting or bookkeeping business. First of all, are you ready to start up? To consider whether you are, try undertaking what I call a day-to-day reality check. Have you considered the personal sacrifice that you are going to have to go through? Working for yourself is not a 9-to-5 job and will demand a great deal of your time, and in the initial years, it is almost all-consuming of your time and strength. Then there is the financial insecurity. No more regular paychecks, salary receipts, or support from the state. Quite often, small business people literally don't know when the next credit will be received into their bank account, and they struggle with cash flow as a result. If you are giving up a paid job to go self-employed, then you will be saying goodbye to all those company perks, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant they may seem now. It is inevitable that becoming self-employed will put pressure on close personal relationships. You'll need all the support you can get from family and friends, so make sure at the outset that you're going to get it. Most importantly, discuss your plans with your significant other and make sure that they are fully involved. And lastly, don't underestimate the personal isolation that is all part of being self-employed. So, you've considered the day-to-day reality check and you feel you can tick most of the boxes. So now let's look at what I call the entrepreneurial quality check. Are you self-confident? If you don't believe in yourself, then there is no way you'll be able to persuade a client to. You'll need loads of determination. Without it, you won't meet those pesky deadlines that are part and parcel of running your own practice, such as tax year ends and payroll run cut-off dates. It should go without saying that you'll need to be a self-starter, but you must have good judgment. Knowing which ideas to run with and those which you should drop is a skill that comes with experience, but ditherers don't normally make good business people. The same is true for those who lack personal commitment, initiative skills and perseverance. But I think it's worthwhile to pause at this point. You may be thinking, crikey, this is all a bit negative, almost as though the barrier is being set too high, and I can see why you would think that. However, being self-employed is not for everyone, and it's better to find that out sooner rather than later in order that precious time and money isn't wasted needlessly. That said, a period of self-employment that results in a decision to go back to being employed is not always a bad thing. I know of many key personnel in numerous businesses whom are regarded as better employees by their bosses simply because they have, at some time or other, been self-employed. This is because they then have a far better understanding of the owner's world and are better able to support the owner as a result. Anyway, I now want to move on to look at skills that are vital to running a business, but which can be more easily picked up through training and mentoring, and it is at this point that BusinessLink can really help. Our advisors will sit down with you and review any weaknesses you've identified and build an action plan to address those areas in a methodical way. So let's start with an easy one, financial management. By the very fact that you are able to become a member in practice, you must be numerate and understand financial statements. So to take the next step and become financially organised should be pretty easy for you. I hope so, because keeping to an accurately projected cash flow is vital, especially in the very early days when money is tight. Then there is product and service development, another area in which BusinessLink can really help. Clearly, you will have decided which products and services your business will offer your clients at the outset. But to be successful, you will need to judge how to expand your founding offerings to meet both your own aspirations and those of your clients as their business grows. In the business world, perhaps more than any other facet of our lives, a successful business has to be able to listen and to act on what it hears. Or, and this is just as important, to be able to say honestly and promptly to your client, "Hey, you know what? I can see that what you're asking me to do is really important both to you and your business, but it really isn't my bag and it's not something I can help you with. But," and this is the bit that your client will remember and really appreciate, "I know someone who can." That is an important learning. Even when turning business away, try and be as helpful as possible and always think if there is another business associate or contact who will be able to help where you can't. We'll talk about referring business to others in a later podcast. Another area in which you must have basic skills is in business planning. Where is the business going and how is it going to get there? In business, you can't drift aimlessly. And that is never truer than when you consider people management and leadership skills. You may never aspire to grow beyond a one-man band operation, but if you do, you will need to lead the team, or through the use of good people management skills, delegate such leadership to others. And these skills don't always come naturally. But don't worry, BusinessLink can again help. Indeed, this is one area in which we spend a lot of time with our clients. And so to the final area to consider in my business skills checklist, marketing and sales skills. You'll be launching a new business, and unless you do some marketing or advertising, it is highly likely that you will fail because no one will know that you are there. I believe it is fair to say that you need to be confident enough to sell yourself. That's something I don't think you can learn, albeit that you can really hone your techniques. But guess what? This is another area where BusinessLink can help, and just in case you've forgotten, it's free. Another aspect of marketing where business can advise you is in market research, both initially, which is crucial, as well as further down the line as the business expands. People often ask me, how much market research should I undertake? To which I always reply, just how long is that piece of string? The trick is to get the balance just right, especially at the outset. You have limited resources both in time and money, but you need to do as much as you can. And that brings me nicely onto the last checkpoint for this podcast, and that is the financial commitment check, or how big is your wallet, or that of your bank manager, or your furry godmother. You must decide on a budget. Remember to include a contingency, and you must stick to it. Not only that, but you must convey the budget to your significant other in life. I have lost count of the number of times I've seen a promising business fail because the owner always knew that it would take twice as much money to develop the business than they had told their domestic partner at the outset. What amazes me most is that the owner was surprised when their partner said, no more. So, just to recap, are you ready to start up in business? In other words, are you prepared for the personal demands of setting up a new business? How well do you handle uncertainty? Do you have a positive attitude? Are you prepared to take chances and gamble on your ideas? Do you have any of the key qualities of a typical entrepreneur? Do you have an absolute determination to succeed? And can you bounce back from setbacks? Furthermore, are you able to delegate? Do you have core business skills? Are you prepared to spend time carrying out in-depth market research? Do you have sufficient funds to set up a new business? And, crucially, are you willing to draw on expert help when you need it? So, on that note, I'll end this AAT podcast. Thank you for listening and join me next time when I'll discuss the most important part of getting ready to start up in business, and that's putting a business plan together.